At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Chatterbox Crew. My name is Nathaniel.
And I'm Maria.
I hope that you all grabbed a drink and a snack and you're ready for a chat, because we did.
We got a Kenny salad again. Yes. Nathaniel made it. It was a big surprise. I'm so happy. You know he had to include the Mike and Ike. You know he had to.
And then Mike and Ike, please. Oh, and then...
And he's got a little... Who's drinky girl? Her little drinky.
For the first time in like 4 months... Okay, I will say... Okay, I'm having a sodi. I will say, I did try, like, Olipop and, like, those, and I guess those kind of sodas, but those are healthy sodas, so they don't count. Mm-hmm. But this is my
They're probiotic sodas,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, so, but this is my first time having, like, Red 40 again in a soda, and I'm just so excited.
Yeah.
I'm so excited, but that crisp, that burn.
Did you already get a sip?
Yeah, I did.
I'm gonna say.
But we're gonna give them another one.
How was it?
Everything I dreamed. I'm just kidding. Maria.
Yeah?
How's your week been?
My week's been pretty good. Nothing really Oh my god. Yesterday a guy remembered me.
Oh my god, really?
Yes. I remember apparently like last week I had told him like happy birthday because like he was using his like reward. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh, happy birthday. And I was like, I guess talking to him about his birthday. I mean, I do remember our interaction, but like I didn't really remember at that moment until he like came up to me and was like, I remember you. Like, I had a really good birthday because of you. And I was like, oh
my god.
Because of me? Like, it was just because, like, he was like, because of me. And then I was like, because he remembered me. So I was like, when I first saw him, like, I was looking at him kind of because, like, I feel like I know this guy. But then, like, he told me that. And I was like, oh my gosh.
That's the nicest thing.
Something about someone remembering me. It's like.
No, I love
it. Like, that's when I remember you. When they're like, oh, I remember you. You're like, you remember me.
I love when people remember. The other week at work, this lady was like, I saw you dancing in your car the other day. And I was like, yeah. He did.
I know. It's like the best feeling. It's like, wow.
I love being remembered.
I know, me too. But I'm trying to think of more things for my week. I'm telling you, I never remember anything when we're right here.
My week just fucking sucks.
Oh, what happened?
My week has to I just had the stomach bug for like most of it. Like,
oh, no.
Most of it is just like the last 3 days.
But, I mean, like, I think that's like a good amount of it.
I went to work and then I was like an hour into my shift. I was like, oh, I was fine. Mm-hmm. And then like an hour goes by and I'm like, ooh. My tummy's starting to cramp up. Mm-hmm. And then, at the end of my shift, I literally had to sit in my car because I was like, oh! That's how bad it started to hurt.
Really?
And I was like, okay, I haven't eaten since yesterday night. Mm-hmm. I'm just, like, so hungry because that's happened before to me. Mm-hmm. It was a week, but that's happened before where I was like, oh, God, oh, so many cramps. Mm-hmm. I haven't eaten, but then I ate and I felt fine. So I was like, Mom, what kind of food should I eat? I asked my mom what kind of food I should eat to fill myself up faster. And then me and my mom talked, and then I ate. Didn't help at all. Mm-hmm. And then the whole week, I have been shooting lava out of my actual asshole.
No, yeah, that's happened to me, girl.
And, like...
You're feeling so skinny after, though, but no, it's, like, the worst in the moment.
I hate to be TMI. Can I be TMI?
You do you, girl.
The colors are weird.
Oh.
The colors have been weird.
What's the colors?
They're just, like... Like, really bright. It was, like a bright
yellow?
Like, a bright yellow and a bright green. But every time I see it, I'm like, I know I didn't pee. I know that's just coming straight from my actual asshole. But why is this, like, actually so bright?
And you it's, know? Like, everything in you.
Like.
It's, like, you're literally being detoxified.
I'm literally
like, everything that's ever been in your body that shouldn't have been in there is getting liquefied out of you. It is shooting out of
that
you.
That vaping is caught up to me.
Yeah.
And it's coming out.
That's why it's so bright.
The vaping is coming out and it's rough. But, I feel horrible calling out of work. Mm-hmm. This morning was rough, too.
Oh.
This morning I didn't sleep at all last night. Mm-hmm. And then this morning, was on the toilet for about 45 minutes at 6 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, my God.
At 6 o'clock in the morning. I couldn't...
godly hour.
Yeah, literally. And our coworker was texting me. I was like, please don't call out. And I said, hey. Hey. Because, okay, I get, like, I feel like throughout the day I've gotten, like, today is the day I made, like, the most progress on feeling better. Because I do feel like, I mean, like, the cramps are coming, like, every, like, hour. But, like, it's, like, less, you know, like, it's not as bad.
It's less often.
Yeah, it's not as bad as it was yesterday.
Why are you flicking me off?
Oh, sorry.
You know I fidget. All I thought was just this, and I was like, what the fuck is happening right now?
You know I fidget when I get a little. You know, mama, like,
when you get a little what?
When I get a little. You know.
Also, I love these cubes off topic.
Are the cubes good?
Yeah, okay, I love them. I keep grabbing those. You might want to grab one. Oh, I love the green. Try the green cube, girl.
Oh, but I do want to go ahead and say for the audience, I already told Maria, but my doctor told me by at this point I should be not contagious anymore. And so I just want to make it clear that, like, me and Maria, I didn't, like, force her to come here and hang out with me while I'm sick.
He's lying, guys.
He held a gun to my head.
Yeah, he literally threatened me. Ooh, I want that yellow.
Girl, I think you got all the green cubes.
I deadass only ate one. Oh, shit. I deadass ate one, I swear to God.
Oh, I see it. Okay, never
mind. It's so good. It's like Which watermelon. One?
Is it light green or dark green?
They're the same color. I'm not sure.
Girl, that is not the same color.
Oh, that's so... Oh, I don't know. I think maybe it's a dark green. Let's try. Is that one like watermelon? Watermelon?
Watermelon? Oh, girl, this is good.
I can't tell what color this is.
Mm, that one was good.
Yeah, I like more of that one, not the light green.
Warheads.
Sponsor us.
Oh, but I didn't finish telling you. Yesterday, I went to Food Lion, right? I was telling you a little bit about it before, but yesterday I went to Food Lion, right? Because all I wanted was barbecue. Is it sour?
I almost had another moment ago. Like, that light yellow, Sour Patch.
I feel skinny.
It's so... I told you it feels skinny.
I feel like my... This is so stupid. I feel like my chest looks different.
Collarbones?
Yeah, I feel like... Do you see that? Am I tripping?
I see them collarbones, girl.
Am I tripping?
I'm tripping.
I'm a skinny
queen. What the fuck? I literally ate one. That... It was like a bright yellow Sour Patch.
Wow, that's sour.
Girl, it was sour. Like, I want you to taste it. Okay, if you find one later, we'll find one later. But, like, what the fuck?
Anyways, I was walking through Food Lion because all I wanted was barbecue wings. Like, that's all I could think about, and that's all I wanted was barbecue wings. That's what you were craving, yeah. Yeah. And I was at the Food Lion near our work. They always have, like, hot or, like, ready-made, but, like, you could just, like, pop in the microwave. Mm-hmm. And I was like, okay, my Food Lion probably has that. So I go in there, no wings. And I was like...
I know you were devastated. I would have been devastated.
And the wings that come in, like, the bag just, like, aren't the same. Like, the you know, the ones, like, the some of them always have, like, a weird texture. Mm-hmm. Not into it. So I was like, okay, whatever. I'll get something else to barbecue and I'll head home, right? So I'm walking through the store and I feel my stomach decide to cramp. And I was like, it's fine. Like, I held it at work pretty good yesterday. Mm-hmm. I'll be fine right now.
Well, you held it? You need to go take a poop?
You know how I feel about going to public.
Really? I do. I mean, I put the paper. Ooh. I put multiple papers. I can't just sit there.
Especially a number two in public. Poop. I would never.
Really?
Because you
have... I mean, especially if it's like a one stall. If I know it's like a more than one stall, I'm like, fuck, I kind of am going to hold it. But like if it's like, or I wait until like no one's in there. And I'm like, I got to do this shit quick.
I can literally shit yeah. quick.
But if it's like the one stall like where we work, I'm taking my shit. I'm pooping.
No, it's because...
I'm not holding that in. I'm not Elvis.
No.
I'm not Elvis. If I do hold in my boo, I'm like, am I about to die like him?
No.
Like, I know he was like a good amount.
I'm
he was holding it.
Literally about to be Elvis right now.
No, you're not, girl. You've been pooping out like every 15 minutes.
Literally. Yesterday. Okay, anyway. So I was walking and I felt my whole pucker. And I was like, I was like, I have to leave right now. Mm-hmm. I was like, I have to leave right now. I didn't even buy anything. I went back. I got like pulled pork barbecue stuff. I put it back where it was, and I just ran out of the store. And luckily, that Food Lion for me is literally like 2 minutes away. Mm-hmm. And so, bitch, I've never gotten home so quick and ran to the bathroom.
Oh, I bet. You ran.
Bitch, I live.
I know you were.
I gotta go. I did end up going back to Food Lion to get the barbecue pulled pork, though, because I just wanted it.
I was going to say. Have you, in these shits, have you ever, like, end up taking up all your clothes? Taking off all your clothes while you're pooping? Because I have. I remember that happened to me, like, It was, like, probably a year ago. I remember, I think it was an experience what you're experiencing, where, like, everything was coming out of me every, like, few minutes. Like, yeah. I was like, I gotta go. And it burned and all that. And I remember at one point, I was like, I gotta take everything off.
Yeah, I know.
And just, like, do it.
I was in there for a long time. Mm-hmm. And then I took everything off. And then I went, I cleaned myself up. And then I went and laid...
Obviously, I'd hope so.
Yeah, I went...
I'd hope so.
I went and laid in bed naked, like... Also, I realized I am a fucking child when it comes to being sick.
Oh, no, I know what you mean.
I am such a baby. Like, I was, like, crying Friday night because I was, like, sobbing because I didn't feel good. I called this boy...
I know what you mean, yeah.
I called this boy that I'm talking to, and I was just, like, sobbing to him because I didn't feel good. Mm-hmm. Am I a child?
I'd be acting like that, too. I'm like, fuck. Like, I know I'm being so dramatic, but it's like, I don't like what's happening to me. Like... Remember recently when I told you, I was like, I felt like I had a bomb out of nowhere. Like, I started feeling nauseous.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, fuck, like, I need a bomb. And I'm just laying on the ground, like, okay, that was unnecessary. You made me drop my candy.
Oh, sorry. I was trying to find one of those yellow Star Wars.
But, I was like, fuck, like, I need a bomb. Like, I need a bomb. But I was like, you know me. I mean, struggling. I'm like, I hate vomiting. And it just was not happening. And I started crying. I was like, oh my gosh. Like, all I need to do is vomit. Like, why is this happening to me? Like, I was okay. Like, what is happening?
I was fine.
Literally, I was fine. Literally, the whole day I was fine. I remember. And then all of a sudden, I got a headache. And then I went to go, like, go to sleep. But then I couldn't go to sleep because then I started feeling nauseous. And then I somehow ended up on the ground. And I was like, all I need to do is vomit.
Please.
And then I finally did. I actually made myself because I was like, I can't.
You know, I was actually talking to, I was like, I feel like if I vomit, I'll feel better. But, like, I wasn't feeling like I had to vomit, because, girl, I'm telling you, my stomach was just, it was twisting knots, it hurt so bad, and I was like, if I vomit, maybe I'll feel better.
I mean, honestly, you probably would have, because, like, it's gotta come out somewhere. Whatever virus you got in you,
but like,
it's gotta come out somehow. But, like, I feel like just making yourself do it is kind of bad, since, like, you said you didn't have the feeling.
That's why I was
and
like...
And also your history.
I know.
So it's, like, two things. Not even just, like, one thing, I feel.
I was like, if I do it, is that gonna make me have a problem? I don't think so. And I was like...
Like, no, it's like you don't want to risk it.
I was like, what if it does?
And especially because, like, you weren't having the feeling of vomiting. Mm-hmm. You're saying, I feel like if you did have the feeling of vomiting, I feel like doing it would have been different.
That's like a little fine.
Yeah, because it's like at least you had a feeling.
Mm-hmm.
But like I said, it's gonna come out one end or another. So,
girl, do you see the green?
Oh, I see the green,
girl. So, I mean, my
was it that one or a dark green?
I think it was the light green that was. Wow, that's sour. Hey, girl, this one right there for you. Girl, I'm... Mike and Ike's, I swear, God, if you don't sponsor us. Cheers.
Cheers. It is summer, girl.
It still does kind of make my eyes twitch.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Today...
We're going to rate some Met Gala looks.
Uh-huh. Today we're going to be talking about the Met Gala. Mm-hmm. And rating all the looks.
Yeah.
I'm just so excited.
Oh, no, yeah, me too. I'm so excited. Oh, so here's the theme. The theme of this year's was Garden of Time. It says it was for the Costume Institute's Spring Exhibition, Sleeping Beauty's Reawakening Fashion. Which really, honestly, I didn't know the theme at first. Like, when I was first seeing the looks, girl, I was surprised. I remember, literally, I just popped it on TikTok later at night, and then I was like, oh my gosh, everyone looks amazing, like, what is happening today? Girl, it was a fucking Met Gala. I was like, what? Because I remember, like, you know how, like, TikTok, like, Disney had, like, that sticker, like, whatever?
Mm-hmm.
At first, I thought it was just, like, leading up to it, but then I saw, like, oh, it was, like, that night. And I love the looks. It gave someone, like, ethereal.
I've done my best so, like, to mystical. Not look at any of the looks.
Oh, girl, I couldn't hide myself.
I did see one, I did look in.
I looked at everyone's, and I was like, oh, save.
I looked at one person's look. Because she's kind of having some scandal right now, and she's getting canceled. So I was like, let me look at her look. Do you know the model, Hailey Bailey, I think? She was at the Met
Gala. Hailey Bieber?
No.
Hailey Bailey.
She was at the Met Gala. She was in, like, that floral look. She was, like, it was all floral, and it was, like, kind of Marie Antoinette inspired.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh,
Hailey Bailey. That's a singer.
No.
Oh, that's Halle Bailey.
Yeah, it's like Haile. It's like, you know, Haley.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure it's like Haley. I'm pretty sure her name is Haley Bailey.
That's why I'm, like, so confused. Because, like, Halle Bailey keeps popping up, not Haley. Yeah.
Look her up on TikTok.
Yeah.
Here or, like, look up Haley Met Gala. I don't know.
You don't have her saved or anything?
No. You know, I should have written more about it because there is so much going on with her right now.
Haley
Oh, was it Hailey Bailey? Okay, I thought I was tripping. Yeah, she is,
I've seen this lady before.
Yeah.
People are hating on her?
Yeah, so she...
Last I heard of, everyone was, like, loving her.
Yeah, and you really haven't seen any of the drama about her?
None whatsoever.
Not...
I don't even know she was there.
Oh.
I'm just now seeing her look right here.
Yeah.
So, like, what's up? What's happening? My gosh, I think there's, like, her apology video.
Yes, it is.
Let's see what's up. Halle Bailey. Hailey Bailey, what you do? I need answers. Before. Like, what happened, Daniel?
So...
You tell me then we'll finish watching her apology.
She basically... I don't know that much. I don't want to say...
No, you don't want to, like, say something, like, for sure. But tell us what you do know.
She, like... Okay, so you know how, like, people are, like... If, like, celebrities really, like... People really want celebrities to be talking about what's going on in Gaza and in Palestine and what's going on there.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, the whole situation about what's going on.
I mean, yeah. I think it's important.
And people are... And she made, and you know, like, the whole situation going on there, like, people are dying, people are starving and all that.
Mm-hmm.
And then she made a TikTok in her Met Gala look. And you know that Marie Antoinette song, that sound where it's like, let them eat cake?
Mm-hmm.
So she made a TikTok with that. And people just thought it was, like, really in poor taste, especially what's going on right now.
Mm-hmm.
And so
that's what's going on. Because if it's just, like, making, like, a sound to, like, a sound. I don't know, I feel like it's just a sound. And, like, Marie Antoinette, knowing the theme of it. I mean, listen, I do think it's important to talk about it, because, like, what's happening is definitely fucked up, don't get me wrong, but, like, right now it's sounding very out of context, but sounding, like, very, like, two different things, like, she could have done, yeah, maybe it was, like, the day of it, but it's, like, if she did it the next day, oh, she wouldn't have gotten canceled, you're saying?
I don't know.
Like, I don't know, it just seems like, I don't know, like, I've seen other people do looks like that, and, like, do sounds with that sound, with those looks in mind, just different days. So is it just because it was that specific day that we're going with? I don't know. I just, like...
Girl, I don't know.
Like, don't get me wrong. I think it's, like, important. And if it was, like, being more, like... I don't know. I feel like it's more specific towards, like, she was aiming it towards something. Towards, like, Gaza, then, yeah. It would have been fucked up. But right now, it's not sounding fucked up. Unless I'm missing something.
I don't know.
Was that all you had?
That's all I know.
Okay, from what I'm hearing right now, I don't think she's doing anything
wrong. Also upset
with,
like,
do you think she did anything wrong?
People are also upset
with,
like, people are also upset with, like, Brittany Broski and people like that, because,
for,
like,
for not speaking.
Mm-hmm.
But, like I said, I feel like it's also important, like, who is being asked. It's like when, I'm telling you, it's like when they ask JoJo Siwa, like, some political questions, like, why are you asking JoJo? Like, what are you asking JoJo right now?
Do, like, you think the left is believing guns? And JoJo's like,
I'm not thinking what JoJo's thinking about that.
I don't care about JoJo.
But, like, what's your opinion? What's your opinion on the situation for me, what you know of?
I think, okay, I've never, like, I can't remember a time when there was a war going on and, like, pop culture just, like, froze.
Yeah, like, stop.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I feel like these things are just gonna, like, pop culture things are gonna keep happening.
Mm-hmm.
And, I think certain celebrities should speak on it, but, like, people, like,
again, like JoJo Siwa. I'm not gonna ask her about.
I can get political. I can get why people are upset about Britney, because Britney does have a really. She has a.
What happened with her?
She just has a really good way with words,
mm-hmm.
and the fact that she didn't speak up. I mean,
I'm ready to watch Britney. I watch her once in a while. I'm not gonna lie.
Love watching Britney.
I like her. Her video she has with Trixie.
Which one? Just kidding. They're all good.
That's why I said videos.
Oh, the girl. They're all good. But anyway, should we keep watching her apology? This is a long apology, girl.
Yeah, but I want to hear.
To has become impossible if you are not in one of the inner circles of fashion. So
hold on, before we continue, I would do anything to go to the Met Gala. Like, I want to go to the Met Gala.
That'd be so cool to go. But apparently they're not inviting influencers anymore. That's why this year there was, like, not that many influencers. Mm-hmm. Like, people were complaining about it. Many people would be celebrities.
Billie Eilish.
The ones with the talent, yeah. I heard she has some sort of complaint. I didn't hear the whole story about it, though. I just heard about it, but I didn't really care that much.
I don't think it was at the Met Gala. I can't remember where it was.
No, it was, like, something else, yeah.
But, like, I'm pretty sure she was, like, not happy that there was a bunch of influencers there. And she was like, what are they doing here?
Mm-hmm.
I get it.
With interest in being a pre-Met Gala host, I immediately said yes. Because I just wanted to get even remotely close to it. Just to, like, see the thing I had idolized for so
good.
I was at the Mark, which is on 77th Street. And the Metropolitan Museum is on 82nd Street. That's about as close as I was allowed to get to the Met Gala. People that you saw behind me in my videos
Let's wrap it up, girl.
The dress that I wore was made by hand by friend. Mark is one of my dearest friends. I met him back when I was modeling, and we just stayed friends. So then when all of this started happening for me, I reached out to him, and he started to help me and make dresses for me by hand out of literally the kindness of his own heart. I have never paid him a cent. He's never paid me. We just work on the dresses together because we find it to be really fun. Every single dress I've worn on a carpet this year has all been made by hand by Mark. I have not paid anyone anything. I haven't bought dresses. I haven't paid designers. Mark is the only person that I've worked with. Mark does not have a factory. Mark does not employ a bunch of people to work on these dresses. Every single dress.
She's just kind
of
talking about the Met.
Yeah, it's like, I want to hear.
I want the tea.
Yeah, give me more context, girl.
I wouldn't have had the dresses to these events if it hadn't been for him. This now brings me to the audio that I used for that particular video. And first and foremost, before I say anything, I need to apologize. I am so, so, so sorry that I chose a sound that you guys could ever possibly feel was malicious in nature. If I had thought for even 1 second that the sound would be received that way, I never, ever, 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 ever would have used it. When I film my TikToks, I love to use trending audios and sounds that people are currently using.
Wait, it's like, I think other people will use that sound while doing those videos.
It's the current trending audio of a glow-up trend in the United States and abroad. It's also been used by different makeup artists in the last couple weeks to create Marie Antoinette looks.
I like that.
Well, I got prepared for that.
Okay, yeah, so, like, I get, the sign it is just what you basically said. I don't think she did anything wrong. That's me, personally. It doesn't sound like it.
Girl, what is this? Is this a Sour Patch Kid, or is this one of the cubes?
I think one of the cubes. It's giving cube.
It's giving cube.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Anyway.
Oh, well, now let's rate the Met Gala.
Now let's rate.
Let me talk about some of the drama.
Yeah, the drama that went down at the Met Gala. Ooh.
I guess not even after my daughter. Yeah. She's talking about doing there. But.
Poor.
So. Okay, let's look at these looks. Let's start from the bottom. I love Ariana's. Oh my god.
Oh, Ariana.
It's real pearl. I love how she kept tapping it throughout the night. Any video I saw of her, she just. But like, so mean.
Ariana looks cute. Oh my god.
Cynthia's. I love Cynthia's too. Okay, what do you rate Ari's? I give it a 10.
I give it a 9.
Mm-hmm. I give Cynthia's. Let's do Cynthia again.
Oh, I like Cynthia's. I also give Cynthia's a 9.
I was gonna say a 9 too, yeah. Okay, who is this? Oh, Sabrina Carpenter. I like Sabrina's. But it is still simple.
Is this a Met Gala? Mm-hmm.
I give hers an 8. I love it.
Yeah, I give it like an 8.
But it's like,
I give it like a 7.
Simple, yeah? That's a good simple. Oh, this Karol G's. You don't get this in your look, but I love how like everyone in the audience is like yelling at her. Let me see you! Where are you?
Is this when they're leaving the hotels and they don't want people to see their outfits? That's so...
Listen to the fucking audio, dude.
Okay.
Wait, I'm
thinking
there's a part where they're like, oh, awesome!
It's
so funny to me. You don't get to see her, so I'm like, I'm just gonna skip this. But this is her actual look. It's so ethereal.
Oh,
I love it.
Oh my
god. To me, it's a 9. I give it a 9. Look at it.
Yeah, it's a 9. That's cute. No, it's a 10.
10? Oh my god, I love Zendaya's. I give Zendaya's,
Zendaya's is one that I saw bits and pieces of.
A 9. I give this one a 9, the blue one.
Zendaya gets a 10 from me.
I love the makeup.
I think she wore 2 looks.
I don't know, I thought she wore 1. Oh, it's every angle of Zendaya. This Doge, I know she had more than 1 look. This one I don't like.
I think this is her leaving the hotel, right?
Yeah, it's her leaving the hotel. I mean, I like it's just like a 6, you know? Like, I get, like, what you're trying to go for, like, the vibe. But, like, I just give it a 6.
I saw her other one. I liked her other one.
Mm-mm. I love Lana.
Oh, Lana's
again, 10. So thorough, yes. I give it a 10 also.
She's giving.
She's amazing.
Oh, I saw her
film. I love Tyler's. They literally had to carry her up. I love it. I give her a 10.
That's the clip that I saw where they were lifting her up.
Oh, Sydney's. I like Sydney's. I give it a...
That's not Billie Eilish?
No. Right, that's everything. She looks kind of like Billie, but, like, no, Sydney. I give it an 8. Like, I like
I
it,
really
but I'm
like also
not, like, crazy.
I'm kind of crazy about it. I'm going to give it a 10. I think it would look cuter with the blonde hair, but I also think...
Right, it's like, oh, the black hair's not throwing me off, but, like, she looks good. It's just throwing me off.
I also think if she did blonde hair, though, it would kind of get Cinderella.
Mm-hmm. But, like, a feral, and it's, like, Sleeping Beauty-esque. Oh, here's going to be more looks. Jennifer Lopez. I give hers...
J-Lo kind of 8.
I give it an 8. Oh my god, there's this one clip, I don't know if I did save it, but I'm gonna talk about it. Where, like, we were, like, saying, that she was being rude again, because, like, you know how she's, like, known to be, like, a diva, which I'm not gonna say she's not, because, like, I don't know where, like, I have heard some stories where it's, like, damn, she's always, she tells that she does have an attitude, which she doesn't really need to. But, like, I saw this one clip, and people were, like, saying she's, like, she has such a diva, like, she's not gonna lose these, like, diva allegations ever. But it's, like, the interviewer's, like, what are you wearing? And, like, you can see she puts, like, on a little smile, like, it's not, like, a full smile, just a little... You see it, and she, like, says the name.
I saw that video.
And then she, like, looks away and keeps going. And people were in there, like, saying how she's, like...
How she's being rude?
Yeah, and it's, like, I saw that video. I don't think she was being rude. Like, she gave a little... Like, I probably would have answered like that. Like, just a little smile and said it, and then...
I didn't think she was being very rude, either.
And then kept going. Like, it didn't seem rude or any attitude-esque vibe. Like, yeah, she wasn't all smiles, but she had a little smile. And then, yeah, she dropped it the moment she left away. But, like, who wouldn't drop all smile the moment they walk away?
It's just, like, customer service.
Yeah.
Basically.
But anyways, I give her look a 9.
I give an 8. Oh, we're talking about Zendaya. Zendaya's 10.
I'm still going for a 9. I do love the makeup. The makeup looks fine for me. Ooh, Madeline Klein. I give it an 8.
I give it a 4.
4?
I don't like it.
We were talking about Tyler.
Oh, well, yeah, we're talking about Tyler. Tyler's a 10 out of 10. It's hot.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, straight kids. I mean, it's, I don't really...
Yeah, just like, to me, I give it an 8. They all look good. Like, it's like, it's more on their looks, honestly, on the 8. But they look good together.
I saw hers. She's a 10 out of 10. Mindy. 10.
I give it a, yeah, I'm about 10 to you.
Didn't really
I don't like
it.
This. I give
don't
it a,
really like Leah Michelle.
I'm giving 6.
Really?
And I'm not really into the look.
I'm giving it a 2.
Maybe a 7. Really?
A 2. It really? Looked cheap. It looked like a prom
dress. I don't look that bad. Oh, this is more of Lana's.
Lana looks good.
I know, she looks good. She reminds me of a deer.
Oh,
but in a good way.
She looks good.
Mm-hmm. Oh, he's dating Sabrina Carpenter. And he's not that cute to me either.
Really?
Yeah. I give his
look.
Is
that the hilarious Ross Matthews? Oh my god.
I give him. I'm not into it. I get a 4.
He gets like a 2. Him and Leah Michelle. Same. So you scroll. Great.
Oh, okay, this
I saw the tea about hers.
Who's tea? You know the drama. Oh. What's the drama?
Yeah, I know the drama, but I don't know the look. So basically, she was like, I'm the first person to ever wear this dress. I couldn't even get it tailored to me. But then, it was made in, like, the 90s. And then, a picture of a model wearing that dress came out, and it was like, so you lied. For, like, why? And, like, Lily was like, why did you, what was the point of, like, lying? But, like, maybe that's what she was told.
Yeah, I'm gonna say maybe. Yeah,
know,
it is what she was told, but it's like.
But, like, I think. I still think it's cute.
I like it, yeah.
I still think it's cute, and I still think it's like a. I think I still think it's like an 8.
I give it a 7. Wait, I should probably pause the music.
What's that?
Don't get copyrighted. It's Charlie XCX.
Oh.
I love Charlie. I give it. I'm not gonna lie, the look isn't really giving much to me. I give it a 6.
like a 4.
4? I don't like that. Oh, Amanda. I'm sorry. I'm giving it a 2 on that. I'm not into it. I mean, I'm kind of into the bottom, actually. Like, the bottom is giving, like,
Amanda,
8.
Amanda.
I don't know.
It's the bitch who played Karen on Mean Girls. Uh-huh. But I know her name is Amanda something, but I can't, Amanda Streff.
I'm just, like, not into this. I'm into the bottom part, I'm telling you.
It's just not very flattering.
I'm just giving it a 2, yeah.
It's a 2.
Oh, her...
Donatella?
Yeah, Donatella. I give it... I really like the color. I give it...
Do you think she's wearing Donatella?
I mean, I would say so. It's her. Right? I feel like she would.
Probably. I'd give it, like a 5. It's, like, mid.
5? Yeah. 5.
Girl, I think you got the only yellow Starbucks kid.
I think so, girl. And it was literally, like, the only one. It was calling to me. I'm like, I don't know who this is. But it's giving Ursula. I'm giving it a 7.
I don't know who this is either, but it's cute. I also give it... Oh, show them.
Oh.
Since we don't know...
Sorry that we don't know who you are, but this is you.
Since we don't know the name of this person. There's the look. It's like a...
Oh, I know her. Natalie something. I love her look. It's giving like a flower type vibe. I thought it
was Olivia Rodrigo.
No. I mean, it does look like Olivia, but... I give it a 7.
4.
4?
It's also basic. Plain. Okay,
well, that was all.
The internet is a place...
Her... I love her look. Hers is a 10 to me.
Who is that? Is
so we don't know. Well, you're going to find it.
What name is she saying? Mona Pazzo? Pazzo? It is amazing. Pazzo. Here's a close-up where you can really see how
good.
Good.
All right. I give it look a 10.
And the bodice looks like it's also a butterfly. And the butterflies move, y'all. Like,
yeah, they move, girl.
Ooh, what the fuck?
Naturally, Twitter is freaking out trying to figure out who she is. And I found her. This is her Instagram, Mona Patel. She's already gone up 1,000 followers since she debuted on the red carpet 30 minutes ago.
No question. Yeah. Oh, is she there?
I mean, she probably is. I mean, and a picture. That's why.
Oh, was she like a model? Like, I know that's not bad. Like, that's what I'm asking. Like, is she like a model? Like, what is she that like?
I don't know.
Anna wanted her there.
I love Ariana. This is her other look. I like her look. I give it a 10.
I saw this video. She looks good.
Oh, her performance scene looks so good.
Feels good.
Mm-hmm. It's a 10.
Pop star Ari.
Mm-hmm.
She's back.
Okay.
That girl lives in a
burnt
house.
Ew.
That bitch.
It was a hair.
What the fuck's going on here?
Okay. I don't have any more looks. Do you have any more looks?
Not for Mac Allen, though.
Okay.
I have a different.
I'll get into this then. Wait, I thought you said you saved some. You just weren't looking at them.
Mm-mm.
So what are you talking about?
I have... There's not Met Gala. You know how we, like...
You said you had looks, but like you just weren't looking at them, but you had them.
Mm-mm.
So what do you mean? Why are you saying no when you? That's what you said. What are you talking about?
Did I say that?
Yeah, you told me that in the week. And you said that. I feel like you said that earlier also. Where you're like,
no, I don't.
I have them, but you just weren't looking at them.
No, I don't have any Met Gala looks. I have looks that I want you to rate, but they're not from the Met Gala.
Oh. I guess I was just listening to you, but it sounded like that to me. Okay, well then, since you don't have any more looks, since you don't got looks. I'm gonna show you this video. I thought it was really funny. Like, you know how they've been doing, like, lip reading videos recently, mm-hmm. right? They're, like, having someone that's, like, I guess a professional, like, reading lips, like, say what they're saying. This one isn't a professional, but, like, they just, like, it's, like, a parody of it, but it's so funny. Because, like, honestly, it looks like they are saying it.
I've seen videos like this before.
It's so funny.
That lives in a birdhouse. That thing says birdhouse. Okay. Anyone know this man? I'm going to need your help with the last, How much was your dress? It was on special, so like $2. So, do you have a dog? I bet you do. Yeah, a Great Dane. I knew it. You're so ugly. This is stupid. I'm 11. That's a cute little
girl. Oh, Lizzo looks good.
She does.
Okay, can I get a Slurpee?
It's just so funny to me. Okay, I think those are all my looks I saved. Yeah.
Do you want to take a break?
Yeah, let's take a break, girl.
We're going to be right back.
We're right back. Well, the lighting changed.
Yeah, I know. We're going to be right back. We're going to take a... It's kind of good, right?
Right.
Kind of not for me.
No, I think you look good. What do you mean? Maybe come over here. Maybe it's because like, there's a shadow in that light. Aww.
Well, anyway, we're going to be right back. We're going to take a quick little break. Hello, everyone. We are back. We had a nice little break.
Mm-hmm. It was a good break.
It was a good break.
Anyway. Usually you have something to say. Yeah. Literally, he's like, Marie, I have something to say. And then he starts it. Like, what do you have to say?
No. So, you know how I always talk about, like, what season's our favorite and, like, why we like this season? Mm-hmm. I do love summer. I love the heat. But the fucking gnats that come with summer
piss me off.
They get, okay, like, I don't rent, like, the nicest houses, so, like, they get in fairly easily. Mm-hmm. And they're getting in, and there's, like, ugh, I hate gnats.
You're gonna be in this flytrap. Oh my god, I saw it in action.
Oh, wait.
I recorded it.
Did you?
Mm-hmm.
Also, you said you wanted to tell me about a day at work, and then you said you wanted to wait for the podcast, but then you didn't tell me.
I never forgot all about that.
I know. I remembered because Tamara told me a little bit about it, and I said, what day was this? She goes, and they were like, yesterday. I said, don't tell me anything. I said, don't tell me nothing, because I need to hear it from Maria.
Oh my gosh. Okay, so pretty much what happened.
All I know is that there was basically a porn.
I really thought I entered, like, a Starbucks porno. Like, I really thought, like something was, like, being filmed or, like, something was about to happen. Because, like, what did I just enter? Like, what reality did I just enter? Oh, my God!
This hasn't happened on the podcast in a while.
It hasn't. Okay, you fix it, girl. I cannot push it up.
Oh,
can
we hold that? Oh,
no, hold us.
What memories? This reminds me.
I know, cute.
This, oh, I meant.
We had, oh.
And then this falling reminds us of our humble beginnings.
Oh, yeah, and it's happening all over again.
Yeah. Our humble beginnings?
No, like, it falling.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I guess we still are in the humble beginnings. Well, no, this isn't... I guess this is an upgrade, actually.
Tell me about that day at work.
Okay, I was gonna say, okay, so pretty much... Okay, my day already pretty much started off, like, already, like, weird, like, going crazy. But pretty much, like, I had woken up and I thought I was already gonna be late. Like, I thought, like, I had to be at work in, like, 5 minutes. I was like, oh my gosh, like, I'm about to be fucking late.
Oh my god.
And it was, like, and then, like, literally right outside, like, had all my clothes on and everything, like, sat there hanging on. I was about to walk out the door and I was like, wait, I don't go in now. Because I woke up at, like, 5:55 and I thought I had to go in at 6. So I was like, no, I don't go in at 6. I go in at 6:30. So I did all that and I was like, oh my gosh. But, like, so then I, like, got ready and it was a little nice. But at the same time, I was like, I don't know, like, I got so confused. Mm-hmm. And then when I got to work, like, we were just, like, running out of everything, Nathaniel. We were fucking running out of everything. And we're like, what the fuck? And then, out of nowhere, this couple walks in. And, you know, everything seems somewhat fine. Like, you could already see that they're already up on each other. But, like, you know, everything was pretty much fine. Nothing was going crazy. You know, they order, you know. They come sit down. So when they come sit down, when things get crazy, Nathaniel. They're, like, they're on each other. I'm telling you, this one's leg all on him. He's all literally intertwined. And they are going down each other's throats. Like, girl, I'm telling you. They were lip biting.
What?
Yes. Her lip biting him lip biting her. And we're just biting everyone. And they were just, like, all up on each other.
In the middle of a cafe.
Literally in the middle. Literally dead ass in the middle of those couches right in the front. They didn't even go to a corner. Literally the couch in the front facing the bar. So we're all like, what the fuck is happening? You know what the craziest shit is, dude? Their order was ready so quick. Like, it was really quick. Literally, they ordered one drink and they ordered two food items that all came out relatively quick. Like, I remember, like, they were, like, the only order or, like, one of the only orders I had. And I did it. And then, I'm telling you, just two food items that, again, were out. And they were in there for at least 30 minutes just making out of each other. And I'm like, what the fuck is happening? Like, and it was, like, 8 in the morning. So it's like, what is happening? Like,
you don't ever get that horny at 8 in the morning.
Not at a Starbucks. Yeah. Like, also, it's like, I feel like they chose it. Like, they wanted it. Because your whole order is ready and you're, like, choosing.
And
you're
still macking on each other?
You're choosing to stay here. And they knew what they were doing. Because they can make eye contact. Like, I know they had to make eye contact with other workers. Because I was making eye contact with them. Because obviously, I'm going to look.
Yeah.
Like, I'm working and you're doing this right in front of me. Like, I'm gun looks. Like, what the fuck is happening? Like,
I would be looking too.
And I made eye contact with both of them. It's like, I know they noticed us looking at them. And also, we were all talking about on the headset. And I like to think I'm kind of quiet on the headset, but I don't think at times I am. Especially when I'm like freaking
out. What are they doing?
And I'm like, what? And there, I still remember at one point, I'm like pulling some like cold brew or nitro, and I'm like, what is happening? I'm like, oh my god. And they're right there, like literally diagonally from me. Like, I know they heard me. Like, what is happening? And I'm smiling too, because like, of course I'm gonna be laughing. Of course. So I'm smiling, making eye contact with them, and they're still like, like, they had, I told everyone else at work, they had to be into it. Like, it had to be some sort of, like, it's fantasy. Like some public thing. Some sort of kink, like, something that they're into. Something, everything's ready, and you're choosing to stay here, like, another 30 minutes.
I hate that.
Just to go down each other's throats, be, like, all up on each other, literally, literally all up on each other, lick it up and everything. Oh, my God, and the funniest thing is, like, after, like, 10 minutes of them already being there, like, this other, like, people come in. I don't know what they were, because like, it was like two women and one man, so I don't know who was with who. But anyways, they come in and they sit right next to them. Like, there was like a little space, and then they're right next to each other. And the guy's shirt says, "Make Jesus known." It was so fucking funny to me, because like, all you see is them making out all up on each other.
Now, why would
and
they
then
sit there?
Just sitting there saying, "Make Jesus known."
Now, why would they sit there? Why would they sit there?
Girl, I thought it was a funniest scene to me, because I was like, what is happening? Like everything, like, I already felt somewhat delusional, because I'm telling you, from like that abrupt awakening, that rush, and then like literally everything was running out. Like, I'm saying, everything was fucking running out, and it was like, what is happening? And it was like a really busy like moment too, and then that happens, and it's like, what is happening? Like, what is happening? Like, oh yeah, and I'm, and also, the reason was, like, also got really fucking busy, because one of our coworkers, because said everything was fucking running out, had to leave our store to go, go get something. And apparently, there was some drama with them. Like, apparently, like, when they went to that other store, but the person that they, like, first, like, went up to was like, "Hey, we're here to pick something. I'm here to pick something up." Was, like, really rude to them. Like, I don't know if I remember everything they said, but it was just, like, really rude to them for, like, no fucking reason. And, like I said, so it's, like, when they were gone, it got really fucking busy, then that happened. And then that porno happened. Like, I really tell you, girl, the way they were up on each other, the way they were biting each other, like,
that's so
literally cool. Hugging up, arms they going up and down each other. I really thought I wouldn't have been surprised if their shirts came off.
They're about to.
I was in a porno. Like, I thought I entered a fucking Starbucks porno. Like, at any moment, they're gonna start laying down on that couch.
Yeah.
Like, things are about to come off, because
they're gonna lay on the lap of the Jesus guy.
Literally! I was like, and then they walked in, and I was like, what the fuck is happening? It's only 8 a.m. It's only 8 a.m.
I just wanna go home.
Literally! Like, I'm. What is happening? It was just crazy.
That sounds like too much. Speaking of being horned up.
Yeah.
Do you ever get, like, so inappropriate? Do you ever get so, like, horned up that's, like, all you can think about?
Yes, happened to me. We're just like, oh, I want it so bad. Like, you can't wait to get home if you're out or something.
The other week, I guess it was last week, I had this boy over, and he was spending the night. And he was sleeping because he had to be up early for work. I remember it was, like, 3 a.m. I was like, I just, like, need him to leave. Mm-hmm. Because, like, I want to jack off so bad.
Go ahead and just, like, get up and go to, like, the bathroom or something.
I think that's inappropriate.
You think so?
I think that's inappropriate.
I think we would, like, hear you.
Yeah, I think that's so inappropriate.
You think so?
Yes!
I don't know. I feel like if you really wanted to, like,
I thought about it. I didn't sleep that night. Mm-hmm. I thought about it till he left the next morning.
Oh, my God. No, you needed it.
I was just, like, please. I needed to reach, like, 6 a.m. so he can leave and I can just... Like, and bitch, better believe, the second he got in his car and I went back inside.
Girl, you know what you should have done?
Pamper off.
You should have, like, woken him up. Like, no. Not, like, at 3 a.m. when you were first getting the urge. But, like, maybe when he went in early, it's gonna be, like, a whole romantic thing, like, some sex before work. Then you could have made it romantic.
I could have. I don't know, I felt weird.
But, like, I don't know, you're right. Waking them, be like... Like, they had to go in at 6, right? So they were out of your house by 6, you said?
Yeah,
So you woke them at, like, 5:40? Well, 5:30, you're like, hey! My name would have been a little awkward. But, like, maybe he would have been into it.
Would you be into it if I... If,
I don't know.
Not me, but, like...
5:30 a.m.
I'm a man, and I'm, like, we're cuddling, and I'm just like, hey...
I would have been annoyed. Five in the morning. I don't think I'd be the one to do it on.
5 a.m, you feel a kiss on your neck.
Hi.
The fuck? I was like, get maybe the fuck you're right. Out. Actually, sometimes we Sometimes that would happen with me and my ex-boyfriend.
I remember you told me what the fuck. Like,
you literally threw it at your mouth and it didn't land in. You said...
Mitch, I fucking somehow like squeezed it out of my fingers. I did not throw it, so I went like that. Oh my God. That's how like, I went.
It looked like you threw it.
But yeah, you told me I would wake you up. I feel like that. I feel like the way they did it was fucked up because you told me they would just like go in. But like also, I think you're into that though.
Don't worry about it.
Because we had a conversation. Well, so we
had on my inner. Okay, sorry. Yeah, I did like it. I did. Okay.
So like maybe it would have been different.
I did. But
do you think he's
sometimes? Sometimes I'd be like. Like, are you kidding me?
No, we're kind of like disrespectful. Like, you're really waking me up right now. That's why I said, like,
I'd usually wake up before he stuck it in, though. Like, he would, like, I would usually wake up beforehand. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, I just, never mind. But, you know, sometimes I would be annoyed. I'd be like, are you kidding me? Mm-hmm.
It's like you're waking me up right now.
It's like it's like 3 a.m. Mm-hmm. I'm like, I literally just fell asleep like 30 minutes ago.
Yeah. I get it.
You know, it happened a lot more after we broke up.
Really?
Because I'm a fucking psychopath, and he's also a psychopath, so we were like, we can just stay sleeping in the same bed. It, like, makes sense. Mm-hmm. Girl, what am I on? What am I talking about?
I mean, well, you still wanted him as a thing.
I did.
So, like, I feel like a lot of people would have done the same thing.
We didn't even, like sleep one night apart. Like, mm-hmm. I remember the night it happened, we still slept in the same bed mm-hmm. together. And, I remember I went and I was sleeping on the podcast couch and I was just losing my fucking marbles. Mm-hmm. I think I called you. Mm-hmm. I think I called you literally right after it happened. Literally.
I think you did.
Literally having a panic attack. So embarrassing. And then after I don't remember who hung up on who, but I remember I was sobbing and he came in there and he said, just come back to the room. And mm-hmm. I said, okay. Mm-hmm. Don't gotta tell me twice.
You don't gotta tell me twice.
And then he never ended up getting back together with me. I don't understand.
I know.
And I still buy him a birthday present.
You still bought him a birthday present?
Yes. I thought it would help me get back with him. If he saw
like this year?
No. What? What the? His birthday literally just passed, and I'm like, yeah, I did. Yeah. Could you imagine?
That's why I was so like. When I said, you just won a present? Yeah! I was like, this year? Bitch, I was in so much shock. I was like, no fucking way he bought
no,
it.
No. That's crazy. That would...
I was like, no fucking way.
That would literally be crazy. Could you imagine?
That's literally what I was imagining. I was like, that's crazy. That's crazy.
Do you think it would work, though?
No.
I don't know if he still lives with the parents or not. I can help. I can figure out.
You can find out. Do a drive-by. Oh my God. Now that'd be crazy.
I know he still works at his job.
Yeah.
Because when he came and got his stuff, I was a psychopath and watched him on the camera the whole time. I took a video of it.
I'm doing because he did a little stumble.
Yeah, he did. And It made me feel better. Mm-hmm. Anyway, there's a new season of Drag Race coming out. It comes out next week. I think it's like 6 days from today. Mm-hmm. It comes out the next week. It's All Stars 9, and this year they're not competing for themselves. They're competing for charity this year.
Oh wow!
And so, and there's
like they each want to have their own charity, mm-hmm. right? Do you know them?
The charities
for like the people.
Oh, I do know all the queens, but I don't know the charities that they did yet.
Oh,
yeah. But. This is a cast that's smaller than regular All Stars, mm-hmm. but it's rumored to be because it's a non-elimination season. Mm. So like no one's gonna go home because they're all doing it for charity. But I thought it'd be fun if everyone knows me and Maria always rate the looks for the season. So mm-hmm. I want you to rate these looks and tell me what you think. The first one is Angeria Paris Van Michaels.
Ooh.
I know. Right? Isn't this good?
I love it.
I also
do. You know that one God painting where he's like standing there, like there's like colors coming out from mm-hmm. behind him. That's what it's reminding me of for some reason.
She is God.
Literally God. Goddess.
God. Oh my God. Next one is Gottmik. I know.
But it's like, see, I want to give it a 10, but I'm like, does it really the same level as the last one? Like, the last one was really, like, God, like literally, like, God. Godly. I give it a 9.
I give it a 9. Next one is Georges. This one's kind of
I like it. It's giving peacock energy. I love it. Mm-hmm. But, like, I give it a 7. You know? Like, I love it.
I give it, like, a 6. But, like, I think it's cute. Next one is Nina West.
Okay.
I'm not really a fan of this promo
look. Kind of spider.
Uh-huh.
I love the color blue, but I don't know. It, like, it's kind of meh. I'm giving it a 7.
I give it a 5.
7? I'm giving it a 7.
Next is, oh, girl, this one's good. Next one is Plastique Tiara. Girl, okay. This one's a 10
for me. I like it.
This one is a 10 for me.
Oh, no, that's an 8 for me.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. She did.
But I love the colors. I love purple.
And then next we have Roxy Andrews. I'm so excited for Roxy to be on this season. This is her third season.
That was
season.
Even, like, I don't know, like a...
God?
Miss Universe.
Oh, uh-huh, uh-huh.
Like, this is the Miss Universe winner.
Mm-hmm. I see it. I give it, like, a 9.
I give it an 8.
Next one is Chanel. This bitch is from season 1.
Giving dinosaur.
I know.
Dinosaur foot.
I know. This bitch is from season 1.
Really?
Season 1.
Whoa.
And she's finally back.
Wow, girl.
I give this like a 10 also. I'm so excited to see her.
I give it an 8.
And then, oh, this is the
no,
last
one. No, I give it a 9, actually.
A 9? Mm-hmm. A 9? Oh, and the last one is Vanessa Vanjie Matteo.
Wow. Oh my God, nippies.
Oh my God.
You didn't notice?
Whore. No, I'm just kidding.
I really like it. It's giving, like, warrior. I'm giving, like, an 8.
I was also going to say
an 8. Also got, like, wings. I don't know. It's even, like, warrior dragon type vibe. I love it.
I'm so excited for this season. I can't wait for... People are always on the fence about non-elimination seasons. Like, they did it for the all-winter season.
You know why they did less casting on this one?
I think it's because it's going to be a non-elimination season, so that they have, like, less, like, they can give more screen time to the queens instead of, like, if they had more people, they'd have to give, like, you know what I mean?
Less to
every queen because they're all going to be there the whole time.
Okay. So, if there's going to be, like, an elimination and it's just, like, the same besides that then?
Mm-hmm. It's going to be, like, the way they did it on the first non-elimination season, it was, like, a point system. Mm-hmm. So I'm just going to assume that it's going to be like that.
And that the person is like, I guess, like, who gets most of the charity money, I guess. And so, now we're talking about thrifting. You know when you were telling me about, like, how at Goodwill, at least at the Goodwill in Woodruff, you told me how, like, they're having, like, a boutique now?
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, oh, that's so crazy, blah, blah, blah. You know what? I think it's kind of, like, giving consignment vibe. Mm-hmm. You know the one in Malden? Mm-hmm. The one in Malden I went to is a consignment store. And, you know, because some stores apparently have, like, more, like, better nicer stuff.
Uh-huh.
It's much more nice. Also, it's much more organized.
Mm-hmm.
You know, than, like, a Goodwill or, like, another thrifting store that I've gone to.
I liked the Loft. Mm-hmm. It was nice.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So, I feel like it's just giving... That's what, like, that Goodwill boutique is. Just giving, like, consignment. Because it was also more organized. You remember, like, everything was better sizing. And also, everything was much more nicer. So, like, that's what it is. It's, like, here's, like, for you can have that, like... thrifting vibe also, where it's, like, everything's kind of, like, spread out.
I love to go thrifting.
And then you can have, like, the consignment store vibe.
I love to go thrifting.
I like both vibes.
I
do admit I like more consignment store. Like, when I went to the mall, they went, ooh, I had the time of my life. So it's like, okay, no, definitely where everything's at. And everything looks pretty good. Like, really good. And the prices weren't that bad, I feel.
Yeah, we need to start going consignment shopping instead of thrifting.
I mean, no, I still enjoy thrifting. I love, like, so you enjoy the search.
Getting a look.
Mm-hmm,
and then going thrifting.
That's the best.
That was my favorite part about living in my old house, was that the Goodwill was literally across the street.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
It was literally across the street. It was literally across the street. It was so good. I would go there all the time.
Mm-hmm.
See, oh my God, I told you, I'm on my journey of, like, learning to do things by myself.
Mm-hmm.
And then...
My bad, girl. My bad. Oh my God.
Oh? Are you seeing this? The new Amy Winehouse movie, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's out in the UK already, but it's not out here yet.
Mm.
And I found it online. and I want to watch it so bad. Uh-huh. Like, I literally started the first, like, 10 seconds of it, and I was like, no. I promised myself that that... Is it Sour Girl? I was like, I promised myself that I'm going to go to the theaters by myself to watch it, because I got to push myself to do things alone. And so I'm just like...
It's the best,
it's
dude.
It's so hard. I'm having such a hard time being like, I can't watch it. I want to watch it so bad.
But I did it. I'm going to do it for the, they're having this new Strangers movie coming out. Have you seen The Strangers? Mm-mm. Those movies are scary. It's like Home Invasion vibe.
I don't like that.
It's so, they scare me so bad. Like the first one, every time I watch it, like even though like, yeah, I know what's going to happen, like it always scares me. It's just scary to me. And then I want to go see it. Coming out May 17th, I'm going to go see it by myself. I'm excited.
When the Amy movie comes out.
Yeah?
Imagine we see each other at the family.
I mean, I won't be in theater because it's also my mom's birthday. No. May 17th. So, but, like, it's something I want to do. Because I've only done it once. I did it with Saltburn. I loved it. I went on, like, a random Tuesday. Because I also want to go on, like, on a busy day. I don't know. That's just me. I don't want to go on, like, a busy day. So, like, I went on, like, a random Tuesday at, like, 3:30, 4:30. Mm-hmm. And I remember, like, it was somewhere around there in the day. And, like, it was me and, like, two other groups of people. And it was true.
I
want
to go
and, like, one of them was just also by himself.
I want to go there. Do day it. Night.
Oh, do it, girl.
No.
I mean, no one will know. I mean, either way, no one will know. I mean.
Yeah, no. Oh, I'm just...
We packed.
I'm so.
I've also seen like the trailer to Amy one. Looks really good.
I'm so excited. I
I've been getting her a lot on my furry page recently.
Girl's good. I've been talking about her a lot. Mm-hmm. She's talking.
And you gotta give us a review too. So you should definitely go buy it.
Mm-hmm. And she's starting to pop up on the podcast. I'm like, oh, I gotta stop.
Yeah.
Before it turns into a Blythe doll situation, mm-hmm. It's every other video.
Oh my god, I have my Blythe obsession. You have your Amy obsession.
Soon mine's gonna fizzle out.
the day after you watch it, you're like, I'm all right.
Gotta give it to her. Gotta go.
Oh my god.
I still think about that cake.
That cake is crazy. I think about it too. It's crazy. Like, that's insane to do. Especially because it was only like a little bit time of her being dead too. Like, you said it was like 2 months or something like that?
It was 3 months. 3 months.
I mean, it's fucked up to do even, like, do it now, years mm-hmm. later, but it's, like, I don't know, it just seems even more disrespectful of, like, how recent how it was. It's fucked up no matter what, but it's, like, so recent. Also, I want to show you this fucking turtle. Okay, I know turtles can get really fucking big.
You love turtles.
I do, like, okay, I don't say I love turtles, but, like, I do like turtles, yes. What? Why do you say love?
You do.
I do like them.
Remember when we saved Franklin? Yes. The next day, I went to work and Sierra was, like, Maria could not stop talking about that turtle y'all saved.
I love that we said. I was talking about that turtle a lot. I was telling like everyone's like, guess what we did?
Got you.
And I was showing a picture. I was like, look at the turtle. Jeffrey. Look at us. I thought it was so fucking cool, girl.
I know. I loved it. I love saving Franklin. We gotta take another walk by that creek to see how he is.
See if he pops up with his crooked ass neck.
His neck literally being like,
hey y'all. Hey
guys. Like, what?
Forget what is up.
I hope he's okay. I hope he was okay.
I hope he's good. But anyways, I knew turtles can get really big, especially like, because they can be really old too. Oh my god. But like, I saw this one turtle. It's ginormous. Like, literally, it's just fucking, like, you know how, like, in, like, the dinosaur ages, like, Adam's, like, really huge?
It's lost.
Yeah, like, they used to be really fucking big, mm-hmm. excuse me. This fucking turtle's huge. It's a leatherback sea turtle.
What the fuck?
It's, like, at first I was like, this has to be, like, AI or some shit. But, like, they're real. Like, they actually get that big.
Oh.
Also, you know that turtle's old. Like, this turtle's been all around.
Poor guy.
He was here for the fucking dinosaur age.
He's just trying to take a break.
Yeah, like, they're huge. Is this happening in Dominican Republic, apparently?
That's a big-ass right? turtle.
Like, look, they're, like, I saw this other one where it's, like, laying eggs. Their eggs are, like, pretty huge, too. Like, that's literally a golf ball. I feel like that's bigger than a golf ball.
Ooh. Okay.
Yeah.
Those people need to get away from her, laying her
eggs. I mean, they were being nice, though. Like, he ends up putting water on her. Oh, water okay. on her. Oh my god. Okay,
what is that?
What the fuck is that?
Cute and lovely animal, not a monster. Can you guess what it is? It's the inside of a leatherback sea turtle.
Oh, what we just saw.
Oh my.
Ew!
Amazing facts about the leatherback sea turtle.
my gosh. Y'all didn't hear. Crazy how big it is. Like, whoa.
Did you save that? Oh, no.
I did save it. Girl, what do you mean? I saved it.
Oh, I was literally binging his videos the other
day. He's so fucking bad. I love his videos specifically with that Indian guy.
I was literally
This is so fucking to me. Oh, I wanted to do tongue twisters.
Oh, okay. Let's do some tongue twisters.
Can we take a break real quick so I can gather them up?
We're going to be right back.
We're back, guys. Take a
small little break.
We're going to do a little... And then... This is so funny. I was super, super funny.
We're right back, guys. Okay, hello, everyone. We are back.
We're going to be doing some tongue twisters. Yeah, yes.
We got our...
Yeah.
And we're gonna be doing our.
What are you talking about?
Our tongue twister.
Oh. Girl, your tongue was just flopping. I was like, what is happening right now? Like, I was like, yeah, uh huh. And I'm like, no, we're not. What was that? I don't.
Who wants to go first?
Okay, I'll go first. Okay. This is gonna be the first one we're gonna. Do you wanna do the same one? Like, we both. No, yeah. We both have to do the same one.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So I'm gonna go with number 6. It's a noisy noise, a noise, an oyster. Okay. Number 6, first one.
A noisy noise, a noise, an oyster.
Okay. Do you wanna pick a second one?
Oh, yeah. I would love to pick a second. I would love to pick one. I'm gonna pick number 11, and it's I saw Susie sitting in the shoe shine shop.
Okay, Susie. Okay, I saw Susie sitting in a shoe shine shop.
What was that?
I saw Susie sitting in a shoe shine shop.
That was a slay.
It was good, right?
Oh, did you see all this?
I did not, but I heard it. Right. Okay, I'm gonna do 16. Xander the Xylophonius played the xylophone for the fox.
What the fuck did you just say to me?
Xander the Xylophonus played his xylophone for the fox. I think that's pretty good. Xylophonus? Is that how you would say it? Xylophonus?
Xander the...
Yeah, you can say it.
Xander the Xylophonist played the xylophone for the fox. Xander the Xylophonist? Xander the Xylophonist played the xylophone for the fox.
Xylophonist?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was xylophonist. Okay, well, let me say it again. Xander the Xylophonist played his xylophone for the fox.
That kind of slayed.
I really thought it was xylophonist. Anyways. I really thought it was like xylophonist. Like xylophonist. Anyways. Okay, now we're going to the medium level.
Okay. Wait. Can we do my easy one?
Oh, yeah. Let's do your easy one, girl.
Okay. This one is... 9 nimble noblemen nibbling nuts.
A lot of nibbling. Okay. 9 nimble noblemen nibbling nuts. One more time. 9 nibble noblemen nibbling nuts. I think that was really good. You gotta do it fast though. Try doing it fast.
Okay, 9 nibble noblemen. Oh my god.
You gotta do it fast, girl.
9 nibble noblemen. 9 nibble noblemen nibbling nuts.
Okay. Now we're going to the easy level. I'm gonna go with.
Do you mean medium?
What?
Do you mean medium level?
That's what I said. Now we're going to medium level.
You said easy.
No, I said medium.
Just now.
No, I said medium. Replay. You better replay, girl. Zuru. Anyways. Okay, I'm doing number 27, Mighty Max MIDI Map of the Maze in the Meadow. Work. 27.
Mighty Max made a maze. Whoa. Sorry. Mighty Max made a map of the maze in the meadow.
Work.
Was that fast?
Try it. I mean, try going faster if you feel like you didn't.
Mighty Max made a map of the maze in the meadow.
Work. That was fast. Yeah. that was so fast. Okay. Ooh, no, we're gonna do 23. Okay. I have a saw that can saw as much as a saw can. Saw what a saw can saw as much as a saw can saw. Whoa, I fucking ate that shit up. I did that shit real quick. I went saw, saw, saw.
saw.
<What's that? laughs> I won't look.
I have a saw that can saw as much as a saw can saw when a saw. Whoa. I have a saw that can saw as much as a saw can saw when a saw can saw as much as a saw can saw.
Like, what are you even saying there, honestly? Like, what is that sentence?
Saw.
Yeah, try to say it fast, go.
I have a saw that can saw as much as a saw can saw when a saw can saw as much as a saw can saw.
Ooh, you ain't got shit up, girl. Ain't it up.
Thank you. Ooh,
we're gonna do this one. Okay, 26. Lila's lovely, licious, low. We're doing a fucking different one. I don't fucking care about. Which one is it? I don't care about Lila's anymore. So 26.
Let me try it.
Okay.
Wait, that was really sour.
It was sour? Woo! Oh my god, it was so sour. What
Lila? Was it? I don't remember what color it was.
Oh.
Pitch probably fucking green.
Probably.
Lila's lovely lilacs, lol. Whoa. Lila's lovely lilacs, lol the lizards. Fuck! Lila's lovely lilacs, lol the little lizards to sleep.
Oh my gosh.
That one was kind of hard.
Right.
You try it.
Okay, what do we got? Lila's lovely lilacs, lol. Lol, the lizards. Lilacs, lovely. Oh my gosh. Lila's lovely lilacs. Lol, the lizard. Oh my gosh.
We're doing it, everyone.
No, let me do it. Lila's lovely lilacs. Fuck this fucking word. Fuck this. It's just fucking me every time I tried it. Okay. I also lose that round.
Okay.
Do you want to go to the hard? Wait, do you have a medium?
I don't have a medium, no.
Now we're going.
You can't tell you something? I didn't know we were both going to be doing it. And so I was like, well, I'm going to get it. I'm going to pick a really hard one. And now that I know, like, one of mine's really hard, I'm like, oh, God damn it.
I thought go into chat. Who do you think won the last round?
I thought, oh, should we?
Because this one I definitely lost. No, did I? I feel like I did because I can't even.
The
I
medium round? I mean, the medium round?
Yeah.
That's I won the medium round, you won the easy round.
Okay, well,
and then the hard one.
Who's going to win the hard one? Okay, got this fast, girl. Okay.
Girl, I'm telling you, girl, this is so embarrassing. I was like, I'm going to get her with this one because I thought we were just going to be showing each other back and forth one, like a different one. So now I'm like. It's like long, it's like a paragraph.
Oh
like,
no, I got some long ones too, girl.
I'm like,
Okay, we're gonna go with. Okay, this is gonna be my first one. Start us nice and easy for the hard one.
What number?
Okay, it's number 49. Jennifer juggles jugs of juicy juice.
Oh, she does.
She juggles them, girl.
Okay, number 49. Jennifer juggles jugs of juicy juice.
Yeah. Play your hard one. I just wanna do it. So I'm just thinking about it. Like, how hard is it, girl? How long is it? Okay. You said it was long.
Susie.
Okay. Back to Susie again.
Okay. I think you should go first.
Okay.
This is the one I told you to ignore the slashes.
Oh, okay. Let me drink some water.
Yeah, you know.
A little refreshment.
Let's get a little.
Let's ASMR? Liquefy our throats. Oh, yeah, we're getting ASMR. Clink, clink.
Do you think they like the ASMR segment? Because, like, we do...
We do it, like, every...
Like, I genuinely...
Well, I mean, you do it mostly every episode. So, I feel like at this point...
I love the ASMR segment.
Yeah.
I mean, we got people coming back.
Yeah, there we go. Well, they probably do love it. They love hearing what's going on in your throat, girl. They do. Everyone loves... I like ASMR, but I'm not really, like, a food ASMR.
Mm-hmm.
I hate the mouth ones. Oh,
easy, girl. Our podcast...
I don't want to feel like I'm in your mouth. It annoys me.
Yes,
although
you
I did during my eating disorder,
do.
I would watch Shane Dawson eat, and you know, you remember how he would sound.
Yeah.
I think about that girl, like, I would
and
really
said,
watch it. I was like, I wish I was eating.
That could be me.
Yeah, really? Yes!
Yeah, that could be me, but it can't.
But it will not be tonight.
You're watching him while you're eating, you're like one piece of Nutella toast. Okay, sorry.
Real.
No, here you go.
I'm reading yours, yeah. Okay.
Oh, God.
Okay. Sister Susie's sewing shirts for soldiers, such skill at sewing shirts our shy young Sister Susie shows. Some soldiers sent epistles say they'd sooner sleep in thistles than a saucy, soft, short shirt for soldier Sister Susie sews.
What did you just say in the middle?
I fucking said epistles. Epistles? Epistles?
Girl, I'm so nervous about this.
I'm gonna do it again though, but like I wanna hear you go.
Sister Susie sewing shirts for soldiers, such skill at sewing shirts for. Oh my god. Sister Susie sewing shirts for soldiers, such skill at sewing shirts, our young, shy Sister Susie knows. Some soldiers send epistles They say sooner sleep in thistles than the saucy sauce short shirts for
sisters. I think we all know who ate this up. But I do want to try it again. Okay. I feel like I can do it better.
That one's hard.
Okay. And you try to play me with what you said.
I know. I'm going to get her.
Okay. Okay, hold on. Sister Susie's sewing shirts for soldiers, such skill at sewing shirts our shy young Sister Susie shows. Some soldiers send up pistols, say they sooner sleep in thistles than the saucy, soft, short shirt. Oh my god! Short shirts for soldiers, Sister Susie sews.
You did it better now.
I think I did it better. You want to go again?
Girl, you literally sound like you were rapping in the middle of that.
I did feel like I got a groove, but then I fucked up again. I was like, no.
You said, some soldiers sell. Some soldiers sell. Yes, thistles. Some sooner sleep in thistles. That was like.
Hey, call me Ice Spice. Call me Ice Spice.
Grah.
I love horror music. I'm not gonna lie.
Sister Sue. I don't want to do this one again. Let me
do my other hard one. I'm so excited. Who's gonna win? Oh gosh. Okay, everyone. Ooh, let's do number 45, actually. Okay. Imagine an imaginary menagerie manager managing an imaginary menagerie.
What did you?
Imagine an imaginary menagerie manager managing an imaginary menagerie.
What the fuck is a menagerie?
I don't fucking know, but that's what I think it says, right? Menagerie?
Yeah, I think so.
Menagerie?
Menagerie? No, because I think it'd be...
Menagerie. Listen, menagerie. I'm just looking in the wrong word. You're like, no, it's not. Like, you're a fucking idiot.
Fucking idiot. That's not that word. Say it one more time.
Menagerie.
Menagerie, okay. Imagine an imaginary menagerie manager managing an imaginary menagerie.
Work. Okay. And
who ate that one up?
Okay. Let's do 54. Peter Piker picked a pack of pickled peppers. Pickled Piper. Wait! Why are you laughing, girl? Let me start again. Okay. Peter Piper picked a pack of pickled peppers. Peter Piker picked a pack of pickled peppers. Shut up! I swear, I get a groove and then I fuck up. Let me go again. Hold on.
Come on, girl. I'm so dancing, girl.
Okay. Peter Piper picked a peck of pickled peppers. Peter picked. What? Peter picked. Oh my god, hold the fuck on. I know I can do it. Hold on. Peter Piker picked a peck of pickled peppers.
I'm sorry, girl.
Oh my god.
Can I try?
You can try. Oh my gosh. I was really just trying to get into my groove, girl. I feel like when I get in the groove, it goes good. And then I mess up.
Peter Piper picked a pack of pickled peppers. A pack of pickled peppers Peter Piper picked. If Peter Piper picked a pack of pickled peppers,
You had a groove, though. You did have a good groove.
I've heard this one for a long time.
I know. That's why I was like, we gotta do it.
It was just the last sentence that really got me home. Peter Piper picked a pack of pickled peppers. A pack of pickled peppers Peter Piper picked. If Peter Piper picked a pack of pickled peppers, where's the pack of the pickled peppers Peter Piper picked?
God, I mean, you gotta eat me up on that one. Let me do it one more time. Okay, let me do it one more time. Peter Piper picked a peck of pickled peppers. A peck of pickled peppers Peter Piper picked. And Peter picked.
You said.
I was like, what am I reading? Okay, hold on. Peter Piper picked a peck of pickled peppers. A peck of pickled peppers Peter Piper picked. And Peter Piper... Shut the fuck up. Hold on. I don't know. I feel like I'm messing up on some of these words.
No, you were eating that one up.
No, I feel like I messed it up. Okay.
I think we all know who...
No. I mean, I think you definitely did... I think you're going to win the hard round. But hold on. There's another one I want to do besides this one. Okay. Peter Piper picked a peck of pickled peppers. A peck of pickled peppers Peter Piper picked. If Peter Piper picked a peck of pickled peppers, where's a peck of pickled peppers Peter Piper picked?
There you go.
I kind of ate it up, but it's like at the end, it's like, I messed it up again. Okay, this is the other one I want to do.
Okay.
I wish to wish the wish you wish to wish, but if you wish to wish the wish, which is wish. What the fuck? Hold on. hold on.
Wait! I can do it! Just wait!
I wasn't expecting the word wish. Hold on. I wish to wish the wish you wish, but if you wish the wish, the witch wish, what? The witch wishes. Okay. Wish wishes. Witch wishes. Okay. I wish to wish the wish you wish to wish, but if you wish to wish, the witch's wishes. What? Hold on. It's like my mouth is saying something else. Hold on. I wish to wish the wish you wish, but if you wish to wish, the witch wishes, I won't wish the wish you wish to wish. Work. I got it. I finally got it.
Oh my God.
There you go.
Oh my God.
It's the witch wishes, girl. It's like, I don't know what the fuck I was even saying. I was like, wish wishes.
I feel like with a lot of these, like, you know, Peter Piper, like, everyone knows the groove to Peter Piper, yeah. Right? But I feel like I don't know a lot of these, so I don't know the groove.
Right, like, but you're trying to find the groove.
Stop!
Come on, girl.
I wish to wish the wish that you... Fuck, wait, I already messed up. I wish to wish the wish you wish to wish, but if you wish the wish, the witch's wish is... Fuck.
What?
Ooh. I wish to wish the wish you wish to wish, but if you wish the wish...
With the what? And it goes like... I'm like, what the fuck?
I wish to wish the wish...
You wish to wish the wish. Come on, girl.
There's so much shit going on.
It is.
I wish to wish the wish you wish...
I just sound so sick. It does, girl.
I wish to wish the wish you wish to... I wish to wish the wish you wish to wish, but if you wish the wish the witch's wishes, I wish... Fuck! I wish to wish the wish you wish to wish, but if I wish the wish you wish the witch's wishes...
I think you did pretty good on that one.
This is hard.
I think you did pretty good on that middle part, though, this time.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
I wish to wish the wish you wish to wish, but if I wish... Nope. I wish to wish the wish. I wish to wish the wish you wish to wish, but if you wish the wish, the wish just wish.
What?
One more time.
Okay, one more time.
I wish to wish the wish you wish to wish, but if you wish the wish the witch wishes, I wish. Ooh, I was so good and then I messed it up. Just wait, one more time. I wish to wish the wish you wish to wish, but if you wish the wish the witch wishes, I won't wish the wish you wish to wish.
Hey, you got it.
That one.
Also, I feel like we should do one more because I struggled on a Peter Pecker. Peter's called.
The Peter Piper picked a pack of peppers.
I struggled on that one and you struggled on the wish one. So I feel like this one's the like, damn. That's long as fuck, Nathaniel.
I know.
Oh, is it Betty?
Yeah. It's
the... Oh, okay. I thought it was literally all this. I was like, damn.
No, it's just the Betty one. Sorry.
Okay, Betty. Okay. Like, you really gotta, like, concentrate, you know?
I know.
Okay. Betty bought some butter, but she said, this butter's bitter. If I put it in my batter, it will make my batter bitter. So she bought a bit of butter that was better than her bitter butter, and she put it in... her batter, so her batter was not bitter. So twas better, Betty butter, bought a bit of better butter. I think I kind of ended up. I didn't say that fast. You go.
Betty butter bought some butter, but she said.
I was like, little mini pause.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I can try one more time right now.
Betty Butter bought some butter, but she said, this butter's bitter. If I put this butter in my batter, it will make the batter bitter. So she bought a bit of butter that was better than the bitter butter. And she put in the... And she, fuck. And she put it in her batter, and the batter was not bitter. So 'twas better... I need to do it again. Oh my God. Betty Butter bought some butter, but she said, this butter's bitter. If I put this butter in my batter, then it'll make my batter bitter. So she bought a bit of butter that was better than her bitter butter. And she put it in her batter, and the batter was not bitter. So 'twas better, Betty Butter bought a bit of better butter.
Good girl. That was pretty good.
I think I ate that up, honestly.
I think you did.
I think I ate that up.
Okay. Betty Butter bought some butter, But she said, this butter is bitter. If I put it in my batter, it will make my batter bitter. So she bought a bit of butter that was better than her bitter butter. And she put it in her batter, so her batter was not bitter. So it was Betty was... so it was better Betty bought a bit of better butter.
Kind of slayed.
Kind of ate it up. Who do you guys think won?
So,
I think I won.
Who do you guys think I won?
I think it was I won. Me,
cause we I don't know who the winner is. Kill that Peter Piper one and you said Peter
Okay, but I... Okay, but I wish, and I think I did pretty good on a buddy.
I wish.
You definitely wish should on a bitch's one
more.
Wishes.
Should we do one more?
Yeah.
I would love to do one more. That was kind of fun. Do it. Ooh, bitch. Find it. Do the hardest one.
Ooh, okay. Let me go back to that website then.
Oh my god, are there harder ones?
There were more. I just took a screenshot of a random one.
Oh my god. So, okay, I want a paragraph. A good long one? Yeah, okay, a good long one.
Okay, this one's the difficult ones. Okay.
Oh my god.
Let's do, ooh, there's a caramel one. That one looks pretty long. Ooh, Sally.
Fuck Sally, I'm tired of it.
There's a lot of Sally. Should we do a V one? We haven't done a V. It's not that long, though. Let's do the caramel one. I saw it. Oh, brisk. No, let's do the B one.
What the fuck? That one looks hard.
Exactly. Okay, you said you want another one?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. Brisk, brave, Bridgers, brandished, broad, bright, blaze, blunder blesses and blunches, balancing them badly. I feel like I wasn't saying anything at first.
Was that a sentence? Was that?
I felt like I was just saying words.
Brisk, brave, Bridgers, brandished, broad and bright.
Oh my god.
I feel like I'm gonna sound like the same.
Yeah, though. That's how I felt, guys. And I was like, what the fuck am I saying?
Brisk, brave, Branders, brandished. Brisk.
Oh my god.
Brisk, brave, Branders, brandished, broad, bright, blaze.
Who's eating who up, girl?
Girl, it's just like, it's like, it really don't sound like words.
Right? It's like, what the fuck was I saying brisk, the first, like, three, no, not the first five words. What the fuck am I saying?
Brisk, brave, Branders, brandish, broad, bright, blaze, blounder, blazes.
Blounder?
Balancing them badly.
I think we all know who ate it up.
I think we should do another one.
Okay, do another one, girl. Choose.
I want to do that. Which one was it? Oh, should Sally. I kind of want to do Sally, or should we do the V's?
Let's do the V. You go first. But. Okay, do the Sally one. You said you want to do that one, okay. So do that one first.
Oh my god. I'll do the V one first.
Okay.
Violet Vixen viciously vowed to vex and vex. Oh my god, what the fuck? Violet Vixen's viciously vowed and vexed to ven. What is that word, girl? Vexation?
Vexation, yeah.
Violet Vixen viciously vowed to vex the vexation in Valencia.
Wow.
I know.
Are there no portrait?
It was just that word that was really tripping me up, girl. I don't know how to pronounce that.
Okay. Oh my god, I was supposed to choose a New York one. You're like in New York.
Girl, follow. What have we been saying? Did you see anything about California on that?
Not once. So, even LA.
Not even. Hate to say it.
Okay. Violet Vixen's viciously vowed to vex a vexation in Valencia. I ate that shit up.
You did eat that one up. Okay. Right, do the Sally one. The Sally's gonna be the last one.
Oh, we should say that there's cheese.
Wait.
There's
what?
A cheese one too.
No, Sally's gonna be the second to last one.
Yes, okay. Silly Sally swiftly shooed even. Shut the fuck up. Okay. Silly Sally swiftly shooed seven silly sheep. The seven silly sheep, Silly Sally shooed shilly-shallied south. These sheep shouldn't sheep in a shack. Sheep should sleep in a shed. Let me say that shit again.
They shouldn't?
Shouldn't? Where the fuck is that? Okay, I'm gonna say it again. Hold on. I'm gonna say it again anyways. Okay. Silly Sally swiftly shooed seven silly sheep. The seven silly sheep, Silly Sally shooed, shilly shaled south. These sheep should have sheep. Oh my god. Okay. Oh, I almost got it to grow. I was like in the third sentence, I think. Okay.
You got a groove going.
Silly Sally swiftly shoots 7 silly sheep. The 7 silly sheep, Silly Sally shoots shilly shallied south. These sheep shouldn't sleep in a shack. Sheep should sleep in a shed.
There you go.
Kind of ate it up.
Sort of.
Kind of did. Okay, you go, girl. You no. Shilly shally. It's a shilly shally south part that fucking gets me. Clear that throat.
I'm supporting this one because this one looks hard. Silly Sally swiftly shooed 7 silly sheep. The 7 silly sheep that Silly Sally shooed shilly shallied south. The sheep shouldn't sleep in a shack. Sheep should sleep.
What?
I can't eat that. I can't
no, the shilly shally south part, you also.
No, I'm going to eat that.
Do it again.
Silly Sally swiftly shoots 7 silly sheep. The 7 silly sheep, Silly Sally shoots, shilly shallied south. The sheep should sleep in a shack. Sheep should sleep in a shed.
Okay. Ah! You gotta admit, you got it on the second try.
I know.
No cheese one, though.
Okay.
Hello?
Okay. She sees cheese. She sees...
I'm sorry.
She sees cheese. She sees... What the fuck? She sees cheese. She sees cheese. She sees the cheese.
She sees cheese is all I heard.
She sees the cheese, girl.
Let me go. Where is it? I'm in. Okay, you're right. It does this. Okay, she sees cheese. She sees cheese. She sees the cheese. She sees the cheese. That shut up. I think we all know who won.
No, I think we all know who won. Clear winner win. I think
I'm the winner. Let us know who you think won.
You guys should comment down below, even though we all know it was. Who was it?
No, it was Maria.
It was me. It was
Maria Nathaniel. On top. Look at these muscles. Ooh. Yeah, girl. I've been working out or whatever. Now you're going for another. After I told you that story.
I know.
I'm telling you. When he fell under my arm, I was like, what the fuck is happening? Like, I was like, I put my arm back. I was like, why would you do that? Ooh, girl. I see the lump.
You should grab it. No, from underneath. Oh. Ooh, even underneath is kind of...
Yeah, and mine is not.
It's okay.
I know I'm getting there.
Oh my god.
What? Oh my god.
This guy that I'm talking to, right? He's the one that's like...
That's like that baby Snapchat filter on?
I don't want to say that because that sounds like... You know.
It was only that one pic.
It is only that one picture.
The other pic, he does not look like that. But, I think it's just like chubbier. I think that's it.
But he was on... He's so fucking dry. He's like, oh my god, he's so annoying. He's so dry.
Yeah.
And he was like... We were talking about the gym, and he was like, yeah, I'm going to the gym again today. So I was like, oh, I was like, yesterday was leg day, so what's today? Like, I don't know, arms, right?
No, yeah.
He was like, joke's on you, it's leg day part 2. And I said, what? Then he was like, I'm exercising a different muscle today. And I was like, what are you even talking about? Why are you talking to me like that? We're doing different muscles now? Like, what do you mean? I was like so flabbergasted.
No, I get what
I was,
you
like,
mean.
And do I look like someone who's like a gym?
Negative me when I talk to someone that's like also like in the gym. Like,
just like
cool.
Oh my god, cool. Leave me alone. But he's really cute.
Yeah.
And like, he keeps telling me that he likes talking to me, but I keep being like, what am I supposed to say that? Like, yeah.
No, it sounds like he's not really giving much of the combos.
But like, he's like, I really like talking to you. He's like, I love talking to you. And I'm like, do you?
Like, I mean, I've also had experience with that. Like, one of the recent people I'm talking to right now, I haven't talked to him since yet. I didn't even talk to him yesterday. But, like, I don't know. It's because I'm kind of falling off from him. Like, I don't know. So, just when I talk to him, it's just kind of like...
Another one?
No, it's the one I was telling you about. Oh. I remember where I was like... Like, they said they want, like, a long-term vibe. But as soon as, like, I've been talking to him, like, I feel like they're not really giving me much.
That's what he's like!
And I'm like... And he also told me he likes talking to me, but it's like...
Do you? It's like, why are you...
I don't know. Also, I'm not that mean. Because, you know, because, like, I also haven't talked to him that long. I do feel... weird being like, you're kind of boring. Not like when I know when I talk to him for a while where I'm like, yeah, you're kind of getting boring.
Did you say that to them?
I told, not that they're getting boring, but, like, you know, they're not really saying
much. Oh, I thought you were, like, you think you're literally getting boring.
No, no, like, no. Not that they're getting boring. Okay, I should have said getting boring, but, like, where it's, like, I don't know, where it feels like the conversation kind of went stagnant out of nowhere.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, no, I know what you
and
mean.
And with him, is like, I mean, I haven't talked to him that long, so that's also why I feel, like, weird being, like...
You know what, though?
I also haven't talked to him since I feel like yesterday, so...
There's one guy that I'm talking to. The one that... The one that brought me flowers. Mm-mm. I'm really liking him.
Yeah. I'm such a girl. I told you he could be the new man.
I know. But I like, oh my god. Sounds so stupid. But like, I'm kind of scared to like start dating someone again.
Yeah. Ugh. I mean, because you did get out of a long term relationship and like what all with all that happened, you know.
Mm-hmm. I told you, I really like planned when I was going to start dating again. Mm-hmm. And now it's like a lot sooner than then. I was like.
And you're like, you don't know. You're, like, second-guessing. Like, well, I guess that also kind of means, like, you're not fully ready. Like, just take it slow. And I guess just, like, let him know.
He's gonna listen to this.
What? What?
He's gonna listen to this.
Yeah.
He's been listening to every episode.
So tell him, you just want to be taking it slow. Like, obviously, you're not completely ready. If you're, like, he knows. Like that. So then, there you go.
He knows, I think.
Well, now he knows.
Hi, honey.
So, if you didn't know before, now he knows that you do really like him. But, I like, do you're, really like, not him. Fully ready, I guess.
Can see myself dating him.
There we
I
go.
I would date him.
There we go.
He literally texted me today. He was like, you posted a new podcast episode. Should I watch it today or should I watch it tomorrow? And I was like, today.
Yeah. What do you mean, when?
He was like, should I watch? He was like, should I listen to it on my nature journey today or on my way to work? And I said, nature journey? The fuck? Nature journey, of course. What do you mean?
Yeah.
Anyway, are you ready to end this episode?
I am ready.
Wait, Maria, I have a fun little question for you.
Yeah?
Sorry, did you see that bug?
I saw that bug.
I was about to, but then it wasn't in my reach.
Okay. Yeah, it was like pretty far. What?
Where can everyone find us?
Well, since you guys desperately want to find us, we are on all streaming platforms. I know I see it. It's like toying with you right now.
I know.
It's like toying. Okay, we're on all streaming platforms as Chatterbox Crew. If you want to find us on social media, again, we're like literally on everything, right?
Mm-hmm.
The Chatterbox Crew. And then I'm on Instagram as xo.xomaria with two A's at the end. And my TikTok is whatsup_Maria. Nathaniel. Oh!
Yeah, sorry, I didn't think
where can they find you, girl?
I didn't think you were coming to me so fast. If you want to find me, you can find me at http_nxthxn on Instagram, TikTok, and Twitter. If you want to find
and you be posting on there, you said, right?
I've been trying to post on
y'all
Twitter more.
Thoughts.
And if you want to find me on YouTube, you can find me at simply.nxthxn. I just posted a work with me for, oh my god, can I fucking speak? Like, Jesus Christ.
I know, like, what's happening? Are you twisting still? Is your tongue still twisting?
If you wanna find me, no. I just posted a work with me vlog where I just, you know, I took you to work with me and it was hot, it was fun. It's not really a fun.
It's working.
Yeah. It's not really a super funny video, but.
No, but I love watching those videos.
I think it's so relaxing. I think it's so cool to see, like, other people's jobs. But,
yeah.
That's all we got.
That's what we got for this episode. We ate most of our salad, y'all.
We did eat most of our salad. We're literally so
Yeah,
healthy.
Only some worms left and some Mike and Nikes.
I drank about half of my soda.
I drank both of my waters.
You had two?
Yeah.
Oh,
well, wow. I drank some of my second one.
Anyway.
But yeah. Hasta la
goodbye,
vista.
Ladies.
We harmonized. We're literally singers. Where's our music contract? Oh, we are not done. I got one more thing to talk about. Oh my god, I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to smack you.
What do you want to talk about, girl?
Hailey Bieber is pregnant.
Oh my god, yeah, you texted me. I just never answered.
Oh, I did?
You did. Oh. Wait, is she really?
Yeah, she's actually pregnant. Like, Justin Bieber's having a baby. I think that's so crazy.
Good,
like,
for him.
I loved it since, like, I was a kid. So it's like, and obviously, like, he was, like, a kid,
you
too.
You thought,
like,
it was going to be your baby, huh?
Yes, I was like, Justin Bieber's going to love me. I saw him going to his concert and deciding, like, what shirt should I wear in because he sees me. And one shirt was of him, and the other shirt was of a dog on a skateboard. And I was like, which one should I wear just in case I see him and we meet and we fall in love? I was like, eight.
Oh, God.
Which one? Like, I was like, decision.
Which one was it?
It ended up being the Justin Bieber one. Because I was like, it's got to be him. Like, I'm going to go see him. Like, I got to have him on my On my shirt.
On my titty.
On my chest. I was eight, so I didn't have any.
I can't believe she's pregnant.
But yeah, she's pregnant. I'm like, I'm excited. I can't wait to see their baby. They're both very beautiful people.
Trish is about to give birth.
Yeah. I don't know. She's been pregnant for a moment.
About she 9 months.
Yeah, in a moment. No, but like, it feels long. Like, you never had like,
oh, yeah, no,
race
no.
Where it just feels like, damn, you've been pregnant for a long time. I feel like she's been pregnant for the longest. But, like,
I feel like her first pregnancy went by so fast.
Right? Like, I feel like it was like 2 months. Then, obviously, it wasn't 2 months, but like, it felt like.
And then this one just, like, really...
It really went on. Like, it feels like it's been, like, a whole year. Literally feels like a whole year to me.
I'm so excited for her, though.
No, I'm so excited, too. Elvis, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Elvis. Is she naming it Elvis Presley?
I don't know. I just remembered the word to name
Elvis. I know the first one's Elvis, but I don't know what the middle name is. Anyway.
Yeah. Can't wait for all these babies. So many babies.
I know. Good for Hollywood.
Yeah.
Good for Trisha. I'm so happy for her.
So happy.
Anyway, right?
Whoa. The camera went...
Oh. I was just focusing in on our...
On
our figures.
Oh. Yeah, because you see your booty proceeding from all the way down there.
Wait, I know that.
Oh, now they can. Hold on. Show them the booty.
Ooh. What'd you do with turn around? They're just like a dookie stain.
Ooh. Stinky.
That would be so humiliating.
Could you imagine? I know. Just, ooh,
stinky. Could you imagine I turn around?
In a dookie? That'd be crazy.
I am. Him.
Oh my gosh.
Y'all know the coworker.
You almost became him.
I did at Food Line. We talked about it. Anyway.
Yeah, we did.
We're going to go ahead and skedaddle and skadoodle. Mm-hmm. We've had a great time this episode.
Skedaddle.
Goodbye. Yeah. That was good.
We're singing.
Goodbye. Oh.